bleeding and death. أول شيء age. ثاني شيء عندنا هو evidence of comorbid disease, cardiac failure, ischemic heart disease, renal disease, or malignant disease. The presence of classical or clinical features of shock, say pallor, cold peripheries, tachycardia, and low blood pressure. Endoscopic diagnosis, the ulcer with active bleeding or endoscopic stigmata of recent bleeding, say vein or oozing. Clinical sign of chronic liver disease. The urgent management, the major principle is to rapidly restore the blood volume to normal. This can be best achieved by transfusion of red cell concentrate via one or more large bore intravenous cannula. Plasma expanded or open saline is given until the blood becomes available. Transfusion must be monitored to avoid overload.
هم البلازما اكسبانس
الهايبرتونيك
صوديوم بتسالكم للرام ده شو معطى فلويد
بتسالكم للرام ده شو معطى فلويد
لا مثلا
اورما سلايد
رينجا
لكم انون بيست هايبرتونيك ايش هو لا مش 3 بيرسن هذاك نورمال سلايد 3 بيرسن بسموه ستارش يكون 250 مل اول ما ينعطى بيعمل بزيد الاوركوتيك بريشر باخذ الفلويد من الاكسترا اكسترا فاسكولار بوردن بفوته على الانترا فاسكولار طبعا الاكشن تبعه بس فيو اورز بعدين بيرجع اوكي طبعا للاسف موجود لا الجراحين بيستخدموه ولا الاطباء الباطني بيستخدموه ولا بالعمليات بيستخدموه ليش ما بعرف ركب رينجر وللاسف بضل رينجر 24 ساعه طب ما الزلمه صايم بده شويه سكر حطوا له شويه سكر لا حياه تقريبا تنادي تفضل طيب مهم انه نعمل مونيتورينج للترانسفيوجن تو افويد الاوفرلود which can lead to heart failure. ممكن نقيس البلس ريت نشوف vital sign والفينوس بريشر are the best guide to adequacy of transfusion. Hemoglobin levels are generally poor and indicator for to need of the need to transfuse because anemia does not develop immediately. If the hemoglobin is less than 10 grams per deciliter and the patient has either bled recently or actively bleeding, transfusion is usually necessary. In most patients, the bleeding stopped temporarily so that further assessment can be made. The urgent steps should include our GE history examination. But then we need to monitor the pulse for blood pressure. We take blood for hemoglobin, urea, electrolytes, liver biochemistry, coagulation screen, blood grouping, and cross match. We establish two intravenous axes. We start IV fluid. Blood transfusion. The indication of blood transfusion are shock or hemoglobin less than 10. We can have the oxygen therapy if needed, urgent endoscopy in shocked patients or patients with liver disease. We continue to monitor vital sign, re-endoscope for continued bleeding or hypovolemia. Ursesia is the last resort if bleeding persists. At an endoscopy, we usually make diagnosis and endoscopic therapy can be performed if needed. After adequate resuscitation, early endoscopy should be performed in patients with shock, suspected varices, or with continued bleeding. Endoscopy can detect the cause of the hemorrhage in 80% or more cases. In patients with epileptic ulcer, if the stigmata of adjacent blood are seen, say sprouting artery, aortic oozing, fresh or organized blood, clot or black spot, the patient is more likely to re-bleed. At endoscopy, varices should be treated usually with banding. Bleeding ulcer and those with stigmata of recent bleeding should be treated with two homeostatic methods, usual injection with epinephrine and thermal coagulation. Drug therapy, after diagnosis at endoscopy, intravenous PPI should be given to all ulcer patients as it reduces the re-bleeding rate and the need for surgery. Uncontrolled or repeat bleeding, endoscopy should be repeated to assess the bleeding site and treat if possible. Or surgery if necessary if bleeding persists or uncontrollable and should aim primarily to control the hemorrhage. A discharge depending on the patient's age, diagnosed on endoscopy, presence of comorbidity, or presence of shock and availability of support in community should be taken into consideration. In general, all patients who are hemodynamically stable and have no stigmata of recent hemorrhage or on endoscopy can be discharged from hospital within 24 hours. Again, a special situation, the chronic peptic ulcer. We need to eradicate the H. pylori and we start as soon as possible. Nati BBR continues for 4 weeks to ensure ulcer healing. Eradication of H. pylori should always be checked in patients who has bed and long-term acid suppression if HP eradication is not possible. If bleeding is not controlled, surgery with ligation of the bleeding vessel is performed to control hemorrhage. For gastric carcinoma, most of these patients do not have large bleed, but surgery is occasionally necessary for uncontrolled or repeat bleeding. Usually, surgery can be delayed until the patient has been fully evaluated. Oozing from gastric cancer is very big, difficult to control in this group.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But then I can have examples ND that may cause upper GI bleeding. If you have the malar waist tear, it is a linear mucosal tear occurring at the gastroesophageal junction, produced by a sudden increase in intra-abdominal pressure, often occurs after a bout of coughing, vomiting, or retching, but there may not be antecedent history. Most bleeds are minor, and discharge is usual within 24 hours. In most cases, 90% of cases, they resolve with supportive care only. Variceal hemorrhage, approximately 90% of patients with cirrhosis will develop gastroesophageal varices over 10 years, but only 1/3 of these will bleed from them. The bleeding is likely to occur with large varices, red signs on varices, which are diagnosed at endoscopy, and in severe liver disease. Management can be divided into active bleeding episode with prevention of re-bleeding and prophylactic measures to prevent the hemorrhage. Despite orthopedic techniques available, prognosis depends on the severity of the underlying liver disease. Overall mortality rate from variceal hemorrhage is 30%. Urgent endoscopy. Endoscopy should be performed to confirm a diagnosis of varices. Also excludes bleeding from other sites or portal hypertensive or congestive gastropathy. And the injection sclerotherapy or variceal banding. The varices should be injected with a sclerosing agent that may arrest bleeding by producing invisible thrombosis to shunt the vein. Alternatively, varices can be banded by mounting a band at the tip of the endoscope, sucking the varices into the end of the endoscope, dislodging the band over the varices. In the acute variceal sclerotherapy and banding are treatment of choice. They arrest bleeding in 80% of cases and they reduce early re-bleeding. 15-20% of bleeding comes from gastric varices, and the results of sclerotherapy with banding are poor. Well, injection of tissue glue is preferable. And the vasoconstrictor therapy, the main use of this is for emergency control of bleeding whilst waiting for endoscopy and in combination with endoscopic techniques. The aim of vasoconstrictor agents is to restrict the portal inflow by splanchnic arterial constriction. And the trilprisin, this is the only vasoconstrictor shown to reduce the mortality. It should not be given to patients with ischemic heart disease. Patients may complain of abdominal colic, facial pallor, only generalized vasoconstriction of the agent. Somatostatin, this drug has a few side effects, appears to reduce the bleeding, but mandosh an effect on mortality. And it is a drug of choice, we have the telepressin is contraindicated. Long-term measures and the non-selective beta blockade, oral propranolol, in a dose sufficient to reduce the resting pulse rate by 25%, as shown to decrease the portal pressure. Portal inflow is reduced by two mechanisms, by a decrease in cardiac output under the beta 1 agents, and the blockade of beta 2 receptors, vasodilator receptors, on the splanchnic arteries, leaving an unopposed vasoconstrictor effect. This decreases the frequency of rebleeding, and it is as effective as sclerotherapy and ligation, as it also prevents bleeding from portal hypertensive gastropathy. It is the treatment of first choice, but a substantial number of patients either have contraindications or are intolerant of the treatment. Significant reduction of hepatic venous pressure gradient is associated with low rates or absence of rebleeding. Endoscopic treatment, the use of repeated courses of banding at 2 weekly intervals leads to obliteration of the varices. This markedly reduces the rebleeding, but most instances occurring before varices have been fully obliterated. Between the between 30 and 40% of varices, they have temporary yield. Doesn't have a follow-up endoscopy with ablation. Banding is superior to sclerotherapy. Although reduction in bleeding is still secure, the effect on survival is controversial and probably small. Complications include endoesophageal ulceration, mediastinitis, and rarely strictures. Combined medical and endoscopic therapy is often used in practice. Transjugular intrahepatic portosystemic stent shunts, they reduce the rebleeding rates compared to endoscopic techniques. They do not improve survival and they increase encephalopathy. They are used if endoscopic or medical therapy fails. Prognosis overall, mortality from gastrointestinal hemorrhage has not changed from 5 to 12% over the years, despite many changes in management, mainly because of demographic shift to more elderly patients with comorbidities. And low mortality rates are achieved in dedicated medical and surgical GI units. While early therapeutic endoscopy has not so far reduced the mortality, although rebleeding episodes are reduced. Finally, chronic gastrointestinal bleeding. Patients with chronic bleeding usually present with iron deficiency anemia. Chronic blood loss producing iron deficiency anemia in all men and all women after the menopause can be due to bleeding from the GI tract. The primary concern is to exclude cancer, particularly of the stomach or right colon, and celiac disease. The cause of the bleeding should be treated if found, and oral iron is given to treat the anemia. Some patients will require maintenance with regular transfusions as a last resort. Diagnosis of chronic blood loss can occur with any lesions in the GI tract that produce acute bleeding. Although it is uncommon in developed countries, hookworm is the most common worldwide cause of chronic GI blood loss. History and examination may indicate the most likely site of bleeding, but if no clue is available, it is usual to investigate both the upper and lower GI tract endoscopically. Upper GI endoscopy is usually performed first. Duodenal biopsies should always be taken to exclude celiac disease, which is a recognized cause of iron deficiency. Colonoscopy follows, and any lesion should be biopsied or removed, although it is not safe to assume that chronic polyps are the cause of chronic blood loss. Unprepared CT scanning is a reasonable test to look for colon cancer in frail patients, and CT colonography can be used on the rare occasions colonoscopy fails to reach the cecum. If gastroscopy, colonoscopy, and duodenal biopsy have not revealed the cause, investigation of the small bowel is justified. The diagnostic yield of small bowel follow-through in this situation is very low. Video capsule endoscopy is the diagnostic investigation of choice if endoscopy fails to reveal the cause, but has no therapeutic ability, say an endoscope. Push enteroscopy can examine part of the jejunum, and new techniques of balloon-assisted enteroscopy can examine the whole small bowel, although this procedure is time-consuming. Thermal therapy can also be applied to vascular regions in the small bowel. If these investigations fail to show the cause, celiac access and mesenteric angiography may be performed, although the yield is low.
هذا بده سؤال إشي على برجي هاي طيب ضل بس شغلتين تعرفوها يعني هو الكتابة ترميك أكيد ما في شيء بالكرونيك بليدينج يعني في عندنا ديفرنسز بين اليونج والأولد والجبري الدرمي على الاغلب بتكون اي بي ام فورميشن بالانتر تمام اذا ما وجدنا كوزز ماس او تيومر او كذا او 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 بتكون على الاغلب اي بي ام فورميشن الاي بي ام فورميشن سم تايمز بتكون حلها بسيط انه نحرقهم احنا بالاي بي سي بالارجون ندخل وير وغاز الارجون غاز الارجون نفسه نقرب على الميوكوزا وتحرق يعني خلص بتروح هاي الدايلاتيشن والكابيلاريز بس اذا كانت بالسمول باول والمريض ستيبل نعمل له كبسول اندوسكوبي هلا اذا بيشنت از نوت ستيبل بنروح لشغلات ثانيه بدنا نعمل سي تي انجيو ار بي سي تاج سكان وبنشوف في از اولد ايج والدرلي والى اخره بدنا يعني مش دائما الامور ايزي تو مانج مش دائما الامور ايزي تو مانج، بيكون الديسيجن صعب. اليانج لا، على اساس انه هيلثي بس هير بليدنج نقدر تو اوفركم. سم تايم زي ما حكى انه بتكون اي بي ام وبعيده ومش عارفين نوصلها او حرقناها اكثر من مره، عملنا لها اي بي سي، فبضل في ريجولار بلاد ترانسفيوجن او ايرون، بنضل نعطي ايرون. متى هذول بيصيروا؟ يعني الناس اللي عندهم فالفولار هارت ديزيز او كاردياك ديزيز وديفيكلت تو انتوبيت، لانه البروسيجر اذا بدنا نعمل نوصل سمول باول باخذ ساعه ساعه ونص ساعتين ثلاثه، فايتز يعني ريسكي فور ذا بيشنت. فبنشوف اذا كانت جاست مينيمال لوس، مينيمال لوس بنعطي بلاد او بنعطي ايرون. هلا المورتاليتي ريت مش عارف 5 ل 12 منين جاي، لا انت اوفر اول ابر جي اي بليدنج كتبت 5 ل 12% اوفر اول. هاي طبعا على فكره اللي بيجيبوا الارقام هاي المراكز في يوروب او امريكا، وعم تفكروهم انه كلياتهم شيء واو، في منهم مستشفى الكرك الحكومي احسن منهم بكثير. اوكي، فيعني لا تفكروا كل الاطباء شيء عظيم، في ناس نصكم، في ناس كتم، في ناس بتدفش، وفي وفي وفي. بعدين النظام الصحي عندهم نوعا ما عقيم، بدل اللي راجع الفاميلي ميديسين او صار عنده بليدنج و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و و